Hey, Colson.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Ryan Pulse from the Bears. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good. Ready to be a Chicago Bear?
Let's go, coach. Come on, let's
Yeah, let's
go.
go.
So with the 10th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Colston Loveland, tight end, Michigan.
Really, with Colson, it starts with the person more so than the player. Listen, and I love the tape. I love everything about the tape. But when you get to know him as a man, it's really intriguing. It's who we want to be going forward, in my opinion.
You know, I asked him about his hand strength because not only can you see it when he catches the ball, but when he blocks. And he was like, have you ever put up wire fence in Idaho before? I said, no.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We're delighted to welcome in the newest Bears top draft pick. It's Colston Loveland, tight end from Michigan. Colston, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, it's great to talk to you. We're really pumped up for the beginning of your career and the entirety of it, for God's sake. Were you surprised that the Bears were the team that took you? Did you kind of suspect that you would be the first tight end off the board and that you had connected with them a little bit?
I know throughout the process, I definitely had connected with them. Met them with them a couple times, especially at Pro Day. Felt like that was a good meeting. But, you know, you're never too sure. Anything can happen. So I just did, yeah, I mean, it was a little unexpected, but once I got the call, you know, I was like, oh, this makes sense. Felt like I did good in the meeting.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm just glad I'm very appreciative, and thank God for being the first tight end off the board. But, you know, like you said, it's just getting started. I haven't done a thing yet here, so got to go prove myself now.
You were not able to take part in the rookie minicamp, but you did pad out. I thought that was interesting. In terms of your observations of how Ben Johnson coached the rookies over the weekend and just your overall impressions of the Bears' first-time head coach, what would they be?
Yeah, a big fan. He's very detail-oriented. You could tell just everything, the alignments, the splits, everything's got to be perfect, which is how it should be. You know, he wouldn't want it any other way. Very smart, intelligent, obviously. He knows ball. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm excited to see how it keeps going.
So we know that you told the general manager you ever put up any wire fences in Idaho before. That was awesome. Will you ever have to put up any wire fences again? I mean, you got your contract done. Did you buy the family a new farm? How far does that money go in Idaho, for God's sake?
You know, the market's kind of high everywhere these days, but I mean, you know, if I ever go back home and they need help, I'll definitely help them. Never too good for that.
How has this played back home? You come from a small town. We've made a lot out of that. You come to Chicago, and certainly there's a lot of anticipation and excitement of what you can do on the field. But how would you describe what this has done to your family, to your stature back home, and how you will always be a kid from a small town in a big city?
Yeah. I mean, like, the family's super excited. They're super proud. But I couldn't have done any of this, obviously, without them and their support. So it's just kind of cool to see this all unfold. You know, it's something we've dreamed about, something we've talked about. And to see it unfold, it's pretty cool. But like I said, it's just the start. You know, I got bigger goals. I want to go win. You know, we got to go win games. We got to go do stuff. Got to go prove ourselves. So just ready to get out there and get the ball rolling, really.
So we understand that you, you know, had the AC joint, the injury last year, your last year at Michigan. And, you know, just watching some of the tape, it looked like a very painful injury. I mean, there were different times where you were wincing when going down, when getting hit, but you played through it. Was there ever a consideration of stopping that season? You know, obviously you didn't have the same quarterback there. You guys were a national championship team, but you were in transition a little bit. Did you ever think about trying to get that surgery done earlier, or did you feel just too much of a commitment to that? And how are you doing now?
I'm doing great now. Finally, you know, it's good to get it fixed. But maybe things would have been different if I actually knew throughout the season that I needed surgery. But I didn't know I needed surgery till after the season. And then just playing through it, like, I've always been taught, and just growing up, like, the team's first. You got to do whatever to help the team win. You got to play through injury sometimes. You got to play through pain, and that's something that I did for sure. Like I said, it's all about the team, and I put the team first and everything. So however I can go out there, do my job, and help the team win, that's what I want to do. So,
talk with Bears tight end Colston Loveland here on Mullen Haw. On the Score. So, Colston, we have described you as a wide receiver in a tight end's body. A lot of people have used that characterization. And I wonder how you feel about that description. Is it accurate in your mind? And does that maybe take into account the fact that, you know, does it not take into the fact that you're also a quality blocker?
Yeah. I mean, I think I can do it all. Obviously, we've got a lot of room for improvement in all parts of my game. But I guess you can take it however you want to take it when people say that it's a tight end or a receiver in a tight end body. I think my route running separation I get is very good. This needs improvement for sure. And I think in the run game, just consistency, but there's good stuff on tape. But, we're at the higher level now, so things are going to get turned up a notch. So I just got to continue to work on my craft, get better, and use the guys around me, the vets around me, to get better. And
So obviously when you think about what happened last year with the injury, you played a lot on the outside. You were like a matchup nightmare. You mentioned your route running ability. It's been commented upon by everyone, but you've also played in line. You just didn't get to do a lot of that last year. And when you think about the NFL and you think about the position you play, there are so many elements to it. Like, you have to know and excel at the passing game, but you also have to be aware of the running game. You have to help in the running game. You got to help in the pass protection game. They say, generally speaking, that other than the quarterback, the tight end has the most to learn. How have you gone about trying to learn this offense as you're just beginning your career here?
It's just diving in the playbook, always in the playbook. Obviously, rookie minicamp, we had some installs. Those are super basic installs, but we had those installs, so that's a good start. And then just looking in the playbook, meeting with coach, getting with some vets, just always looking at the plays and getting vets. Because if you go out there and you don't know the plays, obviously you're not going to be successful. You're going to play slow, thinking too much. So the main thing is, get the playbook down. That way I can play fast. And then, you know, from there, just keep going.
Have you talked with Cole Kmet directly? Have you met with Caleb Williams yet? Are the plans to get together with the receivers and the quarterback in the offseason after these minicamps end?
This week is a good start. You know, like I said, we just had a rookie minicamp, so kind of haven't been able to pass through with the vets. But now that we're all in the same building at the same time, it's gonna ramp up for sure, and I'm excited about it.
So by all accounts, you're going to be ready to begin like full go workouts by training camp, maybe before training camp. But at this point, I would imagine that, you know, you're doing a lot of running and doing a lot of things, but you can't probably lift yet, right? With a shoulder injury, certainly you got to be careful about overhead stuff. I always recommend lower weights and building up. Where are you at in terms of just being able to lift? Are you anxious to get going on that? Do you miss it, or are you kind of used to being limited?
No, I mean, obviously I'm anxious, and I want to be able to do everything. This is the nature of it. I'm a competitor. I want to go out there and do it all. But you got to know, you got to be smart, and we got some time, so just take it slow. Just listen to the training staff. Just do what I can at the best of my ability. I'm lifting, but like you said, you got to take it light. Just day by day, stack the bricks, And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm just taking it one day at a time, staying where my feet are.
Stack the bricks. I like that. So you're in Lake Forest. I heard you compare that a little bit favorably to Ann Arbor. What are your impressions of just being in the Chicago area? Have you been into the city yet? You have any impressions of Chicago overall? I know it's not been long, but people are pretty excited about your arrival.
Yeah, I haven't been in the city yet, just in this Lake Forest area. And like I said, it's beautiful. It's a nice area. And the people I've met, the people have been super nice, good people. I've kind of just been in the hotel, in the facility, so I haven't obviously done a whole lot. This far, I'm a big fan of it. The people are great. I'm excited to keep exploring.
Are you going to do anything, take any trip, or go anywhere? What's your game plan for just the off season?
Well, I think, I don't have a plan yet, but I think just being around here and just staying here, getting right with the training room, getting right with the vets, maybe go home if I get some time, see the family, or they'll come up here. But right now I'm just focused on getting back to the plan.
Not building any fences, are you? Stay off the horses, too.
Yep.
Great stuff. Hey, Colston, congratulations. We're really excited to get a chance to meet you and to watch you and follow your career. Really just a great time in your life.
Thanks, Colston.
Yep, thank you guys so much.
That is Colston Loveland. He is the newest Bears player, and we are looking forward to getting to know him a little bit.
Yeah, sharp guy. Sharp guy, good impression, and nice addition to the Bear offense. Ben Johnson's going to have a lot of fun calling plays for him.